This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Perhaps no one in the Boston area was watching with more anticipation today than the people at Harvard Law School, as President Obama announced his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Merrick Garland. Judge Garland graduated from Harvard Law in 1977. He got his undergraduate degree from Harvard College 3 years earlier. In more recent years, he led the Harvard Board of Overseers. Martha Minow is dean of Harvard Law School. She says Garland has served as an informal advisor to her, and she praises his nomination.
This is a terrific appointment of a truly outstanding jurist whose work as a judge and as a lawyer has won bipartisan praise for its carefulness, its wisdom, and its attention to the rule of law. That's what Merrick Garland has done his whole life.
What is he like as a public servant? You say he was an informal advisor to you. Can you describe what it's like to work with him?
Yes, he is a great listener. He is someone who, you know, has a steel-trapped mind and keeps all of the possible considerations in mind, cuts to the heart of a matter, but listens very hard to all points of view. And he is just wise. He's got a kind of all things considered perspective, along with following the chain of logic very carefully.
Dean Minow, is there an example of an interaction you had with him that would be illustrative of how you think he might act on the court?
I'd have to think hard about that and how to translate. You know, I certainly talked with him after the economic downturn of 2008. What did that mean for law schools? And he just was very steady. You know, he had a long view. And that was very helpful to me at that time.
And what do you think that means in terms of if he does make it to the court, of how he would conduct himself? I mean, what would he bring?
He would bring tremendous experience and knowledge about how the criminal justice process works, how prosecutions work. After all, he was the prosecutor of the Unabomber. About some of the most pressing and challenging issues of our time, like terrorism and counterterrorism. The regulatory world, you know, on his court, he has dealt with issues where science and economics come together in the regulation of new technologies and old technologies. And there is nothing too technical for him. He dives into it and he learns and masters all of the details. So he would bring that kind of attention to some of the less sexy cases that are so important. And he listens so well. So on a court that at times has a risk of being divided, I think he would be a very excellent bridge person. He makes even hard conversations better.
Thank you. Harvard Law School Dean Martha Minow, nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much.